Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart for Wrap Up or the finale. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
You know, Amy, I really, really like you, but I just don't know if we're at the same place that Mike Bloom and Rob Cesternino are at right now. So, like, I don't know if we could perform.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, come on, Haley, we just don't fake it.
We're just ourselves
up there. We don't have to be like them.
I know, but like I look at them and we're just not them, and I don't know. Like, I think you're so great. I just can't do this.
This is the finale. This is the finale of the show.
I know.
We have one more episode to cover.
I don't know either of the songs that well, so it's like, do I really want to bother learning them?
I mean, they were more played to my strengths, I guess, but Rudy's strengths. Whitney Houston, Maybe not Matt's thing. Oh, this was such a letdown.
I was rooting for them. I am so incredibly disappointed. And like, I honestly haven't had this strong of a reaction watching anything from The Bachelor in a very long time. I was genuinely upset in a way I never thought I could be about Listen to Your Heart.
Right. I know. I was right there with you. I was just like settling in to watch. You know, I had it on my DVR and I was really excited for their performance. And then this breakup scene, it was dragging on. So then it got my hopes up that like, oh, they wouldn't be showing us this much if that's all that's going to happen. They're going to come back at the end or it's going to be something. No, we got a finale with just two couples.
I'm devastated, and we'll get into it. We do have some news to cover.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Bachelor Nation never sleeps.
No.
And though some people should be sleeping, looking at you, Hannah Brown, who on an Instagram Live, when she was singing a song, sang an incredibly derogatory word that no one should say, who looks like us. Mm-hmm. White people do not need to use that word. I don't care what your weird little stipulation is that you think you can. You cannot. I don't care if it's in a song you're listening to. You skip over that.
No excuse.
It's not our word. And sure, you can say like, oh, well, no one should be using it. Well, you don't have that right to tell them not to tell Black people not to use it. Mm-hmm. And it's gross that we keep having to have this conversation. That you cannot use that word. I don't know where people have been for the last like hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. Disappointing to see that come out about Hannah. And then she had kind of like a not really like an apology, or was kind of denying it at first on the live. So, and then came out with a more formal apology later on. Several members of Bachelor Nation have spoken up.
Rachel Lindsay, of course, wonderful, so eloquent, so just like a magical woman, talked about why it's not okay.
But it sucks that she has to be like the spokesperson. Like, she's in that position.
It's not the responsibility of Black people to tell us why white people should not be using that word.
And I had heard that she had like offered Hannah to come on her platform, and Hannah like turned it down or didn't take her up on that. So, yeah,
hugely disappointing. I like what else is there for us to say about that? Like,
right. So in lighter news, Jayden Tanner, baby number 3, is already on the way.
Yeah, great for them. That sounds great.
Yeah.
3 babies under 3 sounds amazing.
Kim Spradlin did it, but I don't know if she recommended it, but they're really cute now.
Congrats to them. That it sounds like something that they wanted, so I am very happy with them. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she doesn't need to give birth in the closet again.
Yeah, hopefully. Or they at least have outfitted it well this time.
Yeah, like a little gurney or something.
Yeah, it's got it ready to go. Although maybe, you know, quarantine's still going on 9 months from now.
Yike.
Or probably 6 months from now.
Well, they live in California and it's been extended to August.
It's true. So, and then Caitlin, one of the judges on this finale, released a single. And I remember hearing her talk about this way back when. So I think she's been hanging on to it. Was super nervous. Probably felt timing makes sense now. Why not?
Because she is on the episode. So why wouldn't you release your single?
Exactly. And I think it jumped to number one in Canada and the U.S.
I have yet to listen to it. I will get around to it. Music has never been my strong suit. But yeah, good for her. Like,
I heard
don't
it
you remember
clip, Chris? It sounded really good.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Soule's her hometown date for that season. She took him to a recording studio.
Oh, I don't remember that. Maybe that will be one of our episodes that we get to.
Can't wait
back and see. Do you think they'll go back to Chris Soule's, or just skip right to Caitlin's season?
I don't know. That's a good question. Well, you know what? I'm going to write that on one of these post-it notes, is that we're going to talk about what seasons we think we're going to see in that. Okay. What seasons? Seasons in coverage.
And then if they show Caitlin's season, will they show Britt, or will they just like brush past that they did that?
They can't not show her.
Is this the premiere?
Like that was like the thing leading up to the season.
Yeah, it did differentiate it for sure.
Yeah.
But then it makes sense to show Crystal's season, so you actually know who this Brit person is.
Yeah,
Brit having a baby pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of babies coming very, very soon. Mm-hmm. Jenna Cooper is on week 39. I was lurking my Finsta, which I haven't done in a while. It's basically my Instagram account to follow like the Bachelor people and MTV people that I don't want to follow on my main account. I hadn't been on it in like five ever, and I was looking through it today, and there was honestly probably about five people who were like, week 39, like, can't wait to meet my baby.
Yeah, Becca.
Yeah. Oh my God, I saw a picture of her today. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who do you think is next? I would say Ari Lauren will be like another one. I'll have another one. Really quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into that.
Did you see Ari's new hair? That was another story.
Hey, love the gray. Don't love the blonde.
Okay. I feel like people are really vibing with the blonde.
Yeah.
I like the haircut, I think, is what I like about the new
Yeah.
look.
I really do like that haircut. Have you had to give your boyfriend a quarantine haircut yet?
I just did like the front. It did not do a good job. So I was relying on product right now to like be like, this is not like, bangs are not like a thing that you should be having from me.
I have cut Ethan's hair.
Okay.
Luckily he's in a thing right now where he wants to leave the top long, so I didn't have to do any bang cut. Okay. But I did have to do like a fade basically.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out much better than I could have ever expected.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. I saw Charlene had like a tutorial, and so I kind of watched that and I was like, maybe I'll go back and really do this, but I didn't really want to commit.
No,
so it's not so bad yet.
You just want to kind of go in like light first and then decide if you want to take the next steps.
Exactly. Luckily my hair, like I don't need to do anything to it. Just like, I'll look forward to chopping it off at some point, but
yeah, I dyed bangs, it purple right at the beginning of quarantine, but it's completely faded. So
yeah, the fun hair dye, that's cool. I think mm-hmm. that's good. You and Ari have that in common.
Yeah, we do.
And Lauren. All right, so let's get back to the episode if we must.
Can I tell you a secret about this episode?
Yeah, what is it?
Every time I saw the preview, mm-hmm. I thought it was Lauren Bushnell was rejoining us in Nashville. I was shocked tonight to find out that was Jewel.
That was Jewel. That's so funny.
I was like,
Lauren finally, like, we were kind of mad that she got brushed over before. And it's like, oh, she comes out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's coming back. No, it was Jewel.
Yeah. Jewel's looking good.
Jewel looks great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't think they'd pull Jewel for this.
Yeah, so they are in Nashville. I guess she must be based there now. She kind of switched to more country from folk.
Yeah, it's weird. And it's funny, yesterday, out of nowhere, I was singing one of my favorite Jewel songs, which is the sad, depressing one.
Which one?
What's it called? She gets up at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
She feels so far from where you've been. Dreams last for so long, even after you're gone.
Soon will you see. You were meant
you
for
were
me.
Meant for me.
Finally got there.
Boom! Teamwork!
Yeah. Should somebody have gotten that song? That would have been good. I want them to have somebody like sing a song from one of the judges. That would have made it better.
That'd be fun. Was Tay Diggs, was Tay Diggs in the original version of Rent?
I think so.
Cool. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Hear me out. Hear me out. Wow. Missed opportunity. Bring back the whole cast. Have them sing Seasons of Love.
That would have been so perfect. Seasons. Perfect. The first season. The winner of the first season of Listen to Your Heart. I mean, they're committed. Like, I think they think the show will go on because it's like winner of the first season of Listen to Your Heart, not winner of Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah, I was like, big dreams there.
So speaking of big dreams, he talks about that one couple is going to get their dream. So we see them arriving to Nashville and we kind of get a little check-in with each couple. Mostly like the guys kind of narrating, like Trevor talks about the plan is to move to Nashville, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah,
because Jamie lives there.
I believe that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Chris talking about being in love with Bree. I don't know if we saw Matt talking about, I think he was, we saw a little bit of him before then. But then we get Chris Harrison coming into the suite saying that it's all about love, commitment, music. They have to be, they have to check off all those boxes. Make sure you can check off all those boxes. Basically said, like, you have to be in love forever. Kind of what he does on that Bachelor, that dreaded Bachelor in Paradise day where half the couples leave. And this made Matt very nervous.
So, yeah. Okay. I don't know how long the flight from Las Vegas to Nashville is. It's cross-country-ish, but not the most cross-country.
Like 4 hours, right?
Why waste your time and come to Nashville? Here's my thing. I think after last week's performance, Matt and Rudy were on a high, and Matt was like, you know what? This solidifies everything. And my conspiracy theory, I have a tinfoil hat on. So the producers pulled Matt aside and said, like, do you love Rudy? If you do, you should tell her. Like, are you falling in love with Rudy? You need to tell her. You need to tell Rudy that you love her. Because I think,
like, you need that moment. And you're gonna get the fantasy suite date or whatever.
Yeah. They wanted Matt and Rudy to win. But they couldn't give them the win if they hadn't said, I love you. Or I'm falling in love with you. Or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And then that freaked Matt out and he had to leave.
And I'm guessing that they probably still didn't want them to leave. Like, that probably messed up, you know. It seems weird to gather all these people for, like, a big finale show.
And for four songs?
Yeah, for four songs. And only two couples. Like, oh, they just had to flip a coin. Who's going to win? Like, there's really no, like, there was no suspense there. I had another thought that maybe he didn't want to get, like, I think definitely, like, hearing Chris Harrison kind of put it in perspective freaked him out about like what the contract would be. Like if he has to perform with Rudy and if he's not there and it's like, oh, I don't want to play as if we're madly in love for a whole year as we go on tour or something.
Right.
And that it became more realistic that they might win. I thought it was weird to like leave. Yeah. Right. When you hit the ground in Nashville, why not like go on the date? Hang out
why
in the town.
Why not just sing together? Why not just have the conversation of...
Like, practice the songs. See how
I'm
you're
not
feeling.
In love with you, but I really, really like you, and I don't want to end this. And then
yeah,
we're
not
going
to pick you to win if...
Samesies!
You're not in love, so...
Like let's just sing. We got robbed of hearing Rudy sing Whitney Houston, which is incredibly rude.
Yeah. I guess she did a little... excerpt of that song on her Instagram today.
She did it. It was magical.
Yeah. So I did get a little choked up when I saw him in the car saying like that's the part he was most upset about, that he took that away from her. It obviously seemed very like a difficult decision. But it's just so upsetting. Like it just didn't have to be this way.
I was genuinely so mad and I did not believe they weren't in the finale show until he was in the SUV. And even then I was like, well, maybe he'll say, right. Stop,
I
stop,
thought
stop.
Come back. Yeah.
I truly did not believe it. The Bachelor has not brought something out like this in me in a very long time. And I did not expect it to come from Listen to Your Heart, a show we didn't even think we were going to watch.
Right. Well, and then the preview also showed Rudy being really upset. So then I'm like, oh, it's not like going to be that bad. And it just really just was that they, it's like too late for someone to leave at this point. Like, would Ryan and Natasha have done this? No.
They would have gotten married on stage, legally binded together to win this show. And I 100% believe that.
Yeah.
They would have done anything.
Yeah, it's terrible, terrible.
And also, Matt, like, you couldn't put on a better shirt to break up with Rudy in. Like, that's what the kids in high school used to go smoke weed and at lunch in. Those, like, half, like, plaid, half, like, sweatshirt jackets.
Yeah. Yeah, we had, like, 10 minutes of him just pacing in the hallway of the hotel.
He was, like, having a breakdown.
Definitely
like,
clashed with the decor.
I hope he had, like, a great chat with the on-set therapist after, because, like, he, and I'm not saying that in, like, a mean way. Like, I really hope he found, like, closure that he needed, because this was obviously, like, a very weird and stressful scenario for him, because he just clearly had no idea what he was getting into becoming a member of the Bachelor franchise. Right.
Well, and then I was thinking, like, okay, is he one of those guys that had something kind of going on back home, and it's like, okay, I don't want to like drag this out anymore, because he was like breaking up with her too. It wasn't like we're not there yet. It was like, I hope you know how much I care about you. We'll be bonded for the rest of our lives. But it wasn't like, you know, I want to see where this goes, but just not be on this finale, you know, like it just felt like it was just done.
But apparently he, like, they're kind of seeing each other long distance.
Okay. I didn't see an update on that.
I read it somewhere. And then I guess Natasha and Ryan are also just taking it day by day, you know, long distance. Like, okay, guys.
Yeah. Seeing how many people like them together.
And Jamie have broken up already. Can you believe that?
I don't. No, that's not a shock. But I didn't see that. So I like didn't get the latest updates yet. But I could kind of tell based on their Instagrams that he did not move to Nashville.
Hmm. Jamie and Trevor. This episode it was weird with them. I was really just hoping they weren't gonna win, honestly.
I just didn't see how they could. Yeah. I did not think the performance was that good.
I didn't either.
I didn't like the arrangement, like it wasn't totally their fault on the first song. But
I just wish Jamie would stop touching his face while she's singing.
Yeah.
And this is hard because we saw in this episode Judge Rita Wilson,
mm-hmm.
who I'd say about a month after this was filmed, announced that she had coronavirus.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't put the timing together, but yeah.
And all the face touching is just like, we're living in a timeline in which we're just not touching each other's faces that much.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. So it doesn't read so well even more now.
It's weirder.
Yeah. But they, the remaining two couples, well, how did you think about how they reacted to Matt and Rudy leaving?
Okay. Bree, you lovely little snake. I love you so much. Oh my God. She knew. Okay. I believed Bree was genuine, but she knew that Rudy and Matt were her competition. And when Matt's like, I need to leave, she's like, whatever makes you happy is what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Making me happy is winning. And without you guys, I'll do that. Thank you.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, I'm so happy for you guys that you broke up and are leaving the competition. What?
Yeah. Jamie was clearly very upset. She loves Rudy. Jamie is also very clearly 21 years old.
No, stay.
Like, this is, that is, you know, when I was in university first year and we found out that, like, one of our roommates was, or one of our, you know, bunk, whatever it was called, residence mates was like dropping out halfway through the year and moving home. You're just like, no, I love you. Like, don't ever leave. And then you're like, I'll never talk to you again. Sorry.
Yeah. So Rudy tells Jamie to go and win it for her. So they are obviously very close. It didn't pan out, but she did get the fantasy suite. And It looked like the date was already in the fantasy suite and they just had to go upstairs. Like, why did they need a key?
And also, jumping just ahead, Bree did not take the fantasy suite date. So I assume that they went back to the suite that they were all sharing with each other, but no one else was there. So was it just a fantasy suite? Like, I don't know.
And was this like the night before? Because then I think they're smart for turning it down just to be like, no, we got to like relax before the final performance. Yeah. Not stay up all night.
Yeah. And I don't know if Lady and the Tramping a Donut is like great for your vocal cords, but I am not a professionally trained singer.
Right. Yeah, maybe not the best thing to have the day before or morning after. And then Chris and Bree's date like just ended right after they had decided not to. It was just like, okay,
yeah,
they couldn't just finish their dinner.
Like, okay, see ya.
Why didn't they just at least take it to hang out and talk?
Like, I think it's because this is me making a huge assumption. Mm-hmm. Bree is from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Utah has a very large Mormon and religious population.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that she doesn't want, like, I think she understands, well, yeah, what
belief system.
Yeah, what a fantasy suite implies. And I don't think she wanted that on her.
Right. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
And Chris took it super well and he was happy. And then they tried, like the show tried to make it seem like it became an issue between them when it, I don't know, it just seemed like Chris was just kind of like in himself.
Yeah, we never saw Chris in an ITM saying anything about any problems. It was just Bree saying like something's changed, like I can feel it or whatever.
Yeah. But
what if she was just talking about their musical chemistry or because they had a bad rehearsal? Didn't really seem like, I don't know. It didn't seem like it became anything.
Yeah, like show me the rest of the rehearsals with everyone and you can't tell me they were great 100% of the time.
Right. On the fantasy suite with Trevor and Jamie, Trevor says, I feel like I've already won. Was he just setting her up like, oh, we're probably not gonna win? God.
Yeah, I don't believe anything Trevor says.
Yeah. Then, see, we get to the show. I don't remember what venue it was, but it's a fairly large venue.
It's not the Opry. I feel like I would have remembered if it was.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. It looked more modern. When they first show the audience peeling in, it's like all 20-something women. I was surprised to get any guys in the audience, but eventually they did. People were pretty hyped to see Chris Harrison showing up in a tux.
You know what? I would love to say that wouldn't be me, but if I went to this Bachelor concert and Chris Harrison came out, I would be whooping along.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I probably would too. Probably a lot of those clips that they cut to of people cheering for the performances was probably the Chris Harrison footage. Because they were the most enthusiastic for that.
Yeah.
Or the judges, the Bachelor royalty, Caitlin and Jason. Does Jason qualify as royalty already? Or is it just Caitlin?
No, you're welcome, Jason, for being with Caitlin. That is the only reason you got invited to this. I like seeing them. I like Jason. I like Caitlin. They're cute together. I hope they have a long life of happiness and wonderfulness together. And I love Jason's suit.
Yeah, he kind of rocked that back when he was on the show, too. I think that navy look.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the same one.
Ethan pointed out that almost every woman at the finale was wearing some sort of black sequined.
Caitlin and Rita Wilson looked like twins. Like their hair was the same. They had like, sequins. Even the performers, right? Like, Jamie, what is the wardrobe department doing? Because they were responsible for all of this. I don't know.
And they couldn't have fit Jamie for a better bra.
See, what I was wondering is like, was she going old school, like the Wonder Bra? Like, is she like, she's cinching thing.
She is beautiful and gorgeous and talented and has a rockin' bod. I just feel like she could have had more support in more ways than one.
Yep. So let's see who else we had. We had Tay Diggs and Jewel, as we mentioned before. How did you feel about this panel? A little more supersized of a panel.
Yeah.
For the finale.
I was excited about Jewel. I like Jewel. Tay Diggs is like, you know, he's great. Does Jamie know who Taye Diggs is? Does Jamie know who Jewel is?
I think she might know who Jewel is.
Have you ever heard a Rita Wilson song?
No, but then I heard that she wrote the song, helped write the songs for That Thing You Do, and I have watched that movie. So I have heard those songs.
Is that the one?
I didn't know she had four albums.
Is that the one about a one-hit wonder or something?
Yeah.
I have not watched it yet. Maybe I'll get there.
No, I won't. Yeah, it's like takes place in the 50s, 60s, Tom Hanks movie. Let's see. Yeah, I was excited. I guess like the one thing Caitlin could have done is if she had her single ready to go, then Chris could have announced it that she also is a recording artist. That maybe would have been a little smarter.
Yeah.
Given her the most cred as a judge. So as far as the song assignments, we have Jamie and Trevor got Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers and Speechless by Dan and Shay, which I don't really know them, but I've heard that song.
It is okay. It is one of the most boring songs I have ever heard in my entire life. And when I heard that he got Unchained Melody, I was like, no, please don't do that to the song, please.
Yeah. Yeah. That I think was a rough choice then, for them.
And then they did that to that song.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that was my least favorite performance of the night for sure. I did not like the arrangement, and yeah, I just didn't really have anything positive to say about it. But the judges did. They seem to.
They have to.
Yeah. You have to make it look like there's a fight, but it was just, yeah, no contest. Chris and Brie got Make You Feel My Love. So they had said Bob Dylan, but then their paper said Adele. So she must have done a cover of it. And then Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran.
And now that song, like that performance gave me chills.
That was good.
And I love the choir, and I love like the big string instruments. Like I thought that was a really wonderful performance. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that's like what we ended the season on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And what were Rudy and Matt's songs?
So they were going to have Saving All My Love for You by Whitney Houston and It's Your Love by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah, I don't think I know that one either, but I think it's like a legit duet between the two of them. So that would probably, I don't know. We haven't really seen them do like a slower ballad. So that would have been nice to see, I think, like a more subdued song.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like the second part just of the performances, I was still like reeling from disappointment. but did you have any doubt that Brie and Chris were going to take this?
Yeah, I did have doubt. I was worried. It's just like, because I feel like we really didn't see that much of Chris and Brie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Trevor and Jamie were so much the story that I was like, oh my God, what if they win? And then I would have called collusion because their performance was significantly worse than Chris and Brie's.
Right.
Like significant and noticeable.
Yeah, and even in the praise that they got at the end, like Taye Diggs saying, I would pay money to hear you sing, and Jason
Chris
saying,
is just, oh my God, his voice is like velvet to the ears, and I think Brie's voice just plays off it really nicely. Mm-hmm. Where I don't, whenever Julia starts off the song, I like where she's going, and then as soon as Trevor comes in, it like throws her off. Mm-hmm. She can't seem to recover.
Right. Yeah. So, and then Jason said something like, the world needs to hear more of you. So it was just kind of like, okay, they're giving it away even in their comments. Whereas the comments to Jamie and Trevor are more like, oh, you guys are so cute. Like, did you go to the fantasy suite? You know, like, oh, you're so cute together. Touches me.
Oh, it made me uncomfy, but I'm a prude.
I don't want to see people kissing in the middle of a song. No.
Like, I don't want to hear, like, Caitlin's like, oh, like, do you guys have fantasy suite dates? Have you been there yet? It seems like you're going to go there soon.
Okay.
I don't need to hear about their sex capades.
I guess that's why they have to have a Bachelor Nation couple on every judges panel, because otherwise, why would that come up? So, they are announced as the winner. They get to go on their little tour bus at the end, and then it just kind of, you know, closes out with that. It was kind of like kind of low fanfare. Then we see
they gave us a little update. Gave us like a singing in studio session, which I thought was super cute. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed seeing that.
Yeah. So they did get they must have got started right away, which is good. Apparently the album's already out. I think it's 10 songs, like 5 originals that they co-wrote. Oh, wow. And 5 covers, the ones that they did on the show. And yeah, it said Bree and Chris are still deeply in love today and look forward to their debut album. So yeah, it's already there. Yeah.
I think these crazy kids can make it.
I hope so. Yeah, it didn't seem like there were any issues aside from that unexplained little glitch that was going on the night or the morning of that rehearsal. So yeah. Let's get to our audience questions, because I feel like those will, if there's anything we missed, they always will bring it up. So we'll get it covered. Gary Hogan, this question is also on my mind, Haley. Will we see a season 2 someday?
This is tough. I don't think they got good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when there's literally nothing else to watch.
Right. That's pretty damning, I would say. But they were going to bring back Winter Games as Summer Games at one point. So, and I don't think that was a huge success.
No. Yeah. I would absolutely watch a second season. I do think there needs to be some changes. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more people around. I mean, look what happened now that they put so much pressure on them that we only had 4 people in the finale. Like, I'm sure they would have rather had more contestants, like, and I would have liked to see more people stick around, maybe switch up the couples.
I wrote a blog post today. I'm gonna post it tomorrow, so when it goes up, so when this podcast goes up, it'll probably be up. So one of my ideas to make the show better was just, instead of having an uneven number of people at the beginning and bringing a couple people in, have everyone there from the beginning and start the performances that week. Everyone has to pair up.
Yeah. That'd be so good.
And I think some pairs could get voted out by judges or the other people, whatever. And there's more agency to switch up couples if you're finding.
If there was an imbalance, like more girls than guys, would you have like a couple like where they do like 2 different pairings and try it out?
Maybe, but like I would say don't even have an imbalance.
Just make them match up.
Yeah.
Create those triangles.
Yeah. And have a performance every week. Because I think you might agree with me is that the first 2 episodes of the season were the worst ones. And there was no performance to it. So, you know, there was how many people that we didn't even get to see sing.
Yeah. So many that we didn't hear speak.
Yeah, yeah. I would have loved if everyone had a chance to perform. And if the first 2 weeks are 3-hour episodes,
like, or, rather, yeah,
dates.
Yeah.
House dates, whatever.
Singing dates.
Yeah. So I would just like to see a little bit more from everyone and have less pressure in that. Like, if you're not currently in a solid couple, you must go.
Yeah. I'd also like to see that drama kind of caused by, like, okay, a solid couple, but the judges can't, or someone that isn't a solid couple, but they perform awesome together. Judges, like, buy into it. Ryan, Natasha, like, that causes drama, too, if people are like, oh, they don't even really like each other, or they're not serious, but they stay in longer than someone else that was, like, a real couple, but they just don't sound good together. So I would like to see that. Like, why do we have to, like, give it away to the judges and say, like, oh yeah, we're so in love. We told each other we love you. Like, it should be like, just watch the performance and decide on their chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know if like performing together could lead to more chemistry. Right. Because the show feels more like a game, I think that they really should direct themselves more towards a Bachelor Pad format rather than a Bachelor in Paradise format.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, have a couple go home at the end of every episode. Have 2 couples go home. I don't care. Right. But let's see everyone. Let's, like, you know, in Bachelor Pad, they could switch up their couples. They didn't have to stay in the same couple the entire time.
Right.
One of my favorite moments in the season was when half of a couple was forced to go on a date with somebody that they didn't necessarily want to be with. And it didn't totally work out for most of the couples, but there was that little spark of drama with Julia and Brandon. And I would have loved if halfway through the season, everyone had to perform with somebody different.
That'd be so good. Even if they're like so solid, it's like, nope, you got to perform with this other person. Because then it like takes them away from that person too. It's like, it could cause drama by like, oh, they're not even spending time with me in the house because we've got to go rehearse, you know?
Yeah. So I think those are two or a couple things that would really help a next season if there is one.
Yeah, and I mean, Trevor even said something like, it was really corny, but it was like, oh, I felt like I could be open with her because she heard me sing, so she's already seen my soul. Like, if that's how they're feeling, then it's like, yeah, make them sing together right away. If that's what connects them, then they're going to open up more early on. Justin Feinberg, if you're part of Bachelor Nation like Jamie is, he's quoting Chris Harrison, is this Chris Harrison's way of subtly alerting the audience that Jamie's the only person in the entire cast who has seen an episode of this show before?
It felt like it, eh?
Yeah. I felt like Rudy kind of knew what was going on, but yeah, probably not to the same extent, or didn't want to admit it smartly. And then, is the show trying to tell us that Bree and Chris nearly lost because they practiced and rehearsed in the morning, while Jamie and Trevor nearly won because they spent the morning lady and a tramping the donut? And then, let's see. Oh, I think it cut off the second part.
Yeah,
of the
sorry. Follow up. If Haley decides to podcast about The Bachelor, the greatest seasons ever, will she spend more time taking notes on the seasons she hasn't seen before, or Lady in the Tramping a Donut with Ethan while the episode airs? Two things, Justin. I haven't taken a note for this podcast since 2014. Second of all, do you think I'd share a donut with anyone?
Good point. I also think they're going to focus a lot of the seasons on ones you actually have seen. Like, I don't think they're going too deep in the well.
The only way I share a donut is if we go get like a 3-pack of donuts and we cut them all in half.
Oh,
so that we
totally
get to try all of the kinds.
Yeah, I have to try everything.
If I have one donut, I am not sharing my one donut.
Yeah, and maybe share like, what are those called? Like the Long Johns, like where they are like two donuts in one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ethan doesn't even like whipped cream, so I get to eat those by myself.
Nice. Or a beaver tail, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Love me a beaver tail.
And then, let's see. Then we have a comment on that question. Michelle Dworkin says, that was gross, and I have a very low bar. I watched the show after all. And then Justin Feinberg, are you more likely to listen to Chris and Bree's debut album titled Chris and Bree, Rudy's new single Hate LA, or Jamie's new single Go to Your Head? Or will Michael Todd's Hot Tots remain the most successful piece of original music produced by this cast? I forgot about Michael Todd.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if we had him for more of the season? Can you imagine if we had a performance with him? We have been robbed.
We really were. They should have to be in front of celebrity judges like right away.
Yeah.
See who can handle it.
Yeah.
And then they'd get more motivated too. Like, ooh, this is like legit. We could win something. Like, give them the stakes right away.
Mm-hmm.
Although now, if there is a season two, they know what the winning couple gets, that there is a winning couple. So maybe they would get more people that want to fake it. We'll see. And then Justin Feinberg, since Jamie and Trevor are broken up now, will Jamie appear on 5 consecutive seasons, then retire from the Bachelor franchise at the age of 27, making us all feel old in the process? And did Trevor really find himself falling in love with Jamie? Or, let's see, this one got cut off too.
Did he find himself falling in love with the idea of getting to the fantasy suite with a 21-year-old? Yeah, sorry, my bad. I just was being lazy tonight and copied and pasted the entire Facebook thread without opening the Seam Wars. I hope you guys like Jamie, because we will be seeing her for, and I mean this, years to come.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they, like, she would have been even too young for Colton season, I feel like, when that was airing. So, depending who the Bachelor is going to be next, like, she could have been on Peter's season, would have fit in there. But yeah, this might have been somebody that was like applying for the Bachelor already, somebody they want to have in their casting list at all times. So yeah, Bachelor in Paradise, whenever it comes back, another Bachelor season, who knows. And then, what was really up with Matt and Rudy quitting. This is from Michelle Dworkin. Also, could it really have been because there was not true love after a few weeks? To me, that's crazy. Trevor should have schooled Matt on how to fake it.
Or taken like classes from Natasha and Ryan.
Right. Like, just focus on the performance side of things. Like, they didn't even know who the judges were going to be. Like, who knows what you're missing out on or what kind of dates they might have gotten in Nashville. They could have got that cool city date that we like. And just see. Like, you can bow out like some other time. Maybe you didn't want to look like a jerk like after the fantasy suite date or something. But I really think to not let Rudy perform and not just, like, they could have been honest up there. Like she said, we don't fake it. They can say, like, we haven't said I love you yet. The judges aren't going to pick you, you know? So then you don't have to worry about it. Allison Joy, not really questioned, but I could not stand the way they made it seem like Brie and Chris were fighting or not going to make it. They must have just spliced together random audio clips.
Yeah, I don't know what the scoop was because they seem just fine.
Right. Yeah, I'm still a little confused by that. And they're fine now, apparently. So I guess the right couple did win. It's good for them. But yeah, I just wish we had a little more drama, real drama in this finale.
I did have one question from Emily Scher. She texted it to me, but now I can't seem to find it. So yeah, if you want to text your questions to me, you can. I will not give you my number unless you already have it. So.
You know who you are if you have that privilege.
Oh, God. Oh, here it is. Who would you have wanted to see on Bachelor in Paradise?
Okay. I like Matt and Rudy a lot. But I would have been bummed out to see them like not be together, but maybe they would go to Bachelor in Paradise and get back together, or if they
I just don't think that's Matt's scene.
Oh no, totally not. But I just liked him as a character because it isn't his scene, I think. Ryan, Natasha, Julia, because I think she would cause Savannah. Drama. Savannah,
Jamie, I think, is a lock.
Yeah. Would you like to see Ryan there? It also doesn't seem like it would suit him, really, but
I would, because I think he'd be a big draw.
I'd like to see him get sunburned. I'd like to see like the hat that he wears. Like he'd be like Cochraning it. Like,
do you think if Sheridan went, he would forget to bring a bathing suit? I don't know. Do you think he'd just drive down there and Sheila? Was that her name? Sheila,
like Dean in the van. Yeah. Yeah, I see him more wearing like those flowy pants, like really like totally boho. It'd be fun to see him down there again, just someone that's not really like the typical contestant. And I feel like he'd be the one that women would like, the ones who like weren't finding anybody or jiving with anybody, they'd like Sheridan, like they'd all pounce on him to be like that last rope.
Sheridan.
Like, keep me around, and he'd like feel really guilty, like who he should keep. And I just see him being in, like, who was that? Like, Venmo John's role.
Oh, no.
He'd end up being, like, the player of Paradise. The unexpected hero.
Yeah, it's funny that when we were talking about the Bachelor finale and who we'd see from VIP and how we were like, oh, we're probably going to see Listen to Your Heart people in right. Paradise. But now we'd rather see most of that cast than probably anyone from Peter season.
I'm like over Peter season right now. We've seen too much of them.
I liked this cast.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anyone I would pair up with from Peter season. I think a lot of them would like Ryan.
I feel like McKenna would try and make out with Ryan immediately.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he'd be over his head for sure. That'd be fun. I feel like they'd ask Brandon to speak, but I wouldn't want to see him there. And he'd be way too old for all of Peter's cast. I'm already forgetting like who like the group of guys would be coming in. I think we're ready for like the blast from the past that's coming up in June. So
so let's talk about that. So we are not gonna take a break. We're just gonna
as long as there's content, we're gonna
We are going to talk about labor of love for the next couple of weeks while it's airing.
if it's on Fox. Apparently the lead was on, like, there is a, like, tangentially related, besides being like a love competition, the lead was on past season of The Bachelor way back when.
What?
Yeah. She, I want to say, was it Brad Womack's season, maybe? That I don't remember her.
Oh, it was something astounding. Like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that for the next couple weeks. And then we are going to talk about The Bachelor Presents seasons you've already seen.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what, like, memories it reminds us of, or where people are now. It'll be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
It's basically, you can watch a whole season in a night. 3 hours. It's like a movie version. The past seasons. Who are you most excited about?
Who am I most excited about? I think maybe some of the seasons I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to see, like, a Bob Guinea's season get covered. I don't think it'll happen, but I would like to see that.
Yeah, I'm worried that they're not going to go back too far because it just doesn't, like, suit the aesthetic now, or, like, it doesn't have as much drama that they can create 3 hours worth.
Uh-huh.
I hope they do, though, because I think we need that history. We need.
I agree. I want to see that,
because I don't remember those as well.
We're going to get Jason Mesnick for sure.
We're getting JoJo for sure. They show her in all the previews.
Yeah, we're gonna get Sean Lowe for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll get a Ben Higgins?
I think so. I think he's popular, but his season was pretty boring.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll show clips like? Have a like video call with anybody, or have them film like ITMs that they'll air, like where is Ben now, like with his fiance or anything like that.
Yeah,
Sean and Catherine with their babies.
I think definitely. Mm-hmm. From the Bachelorettes, yeah, I think we're gonna go pretty recent. We're gonna get Trista, but then we're gonna maybe get like Jillian and Allie. Caitlin, JoJo, Rachel.
Yeah, Jillian would be good. I don't think we'll get Desiree. You know, she's a successful one. So
I know, it's so funny. I feel like we're going to get Juan Pablo so that we can prep for Claire.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think the pandemic has completely eaten away at my brain. And now it's left me everything's excited opposite. For things I wouldn't have cared about.
3 hours of the show in one night, we normally sounds would be complaining.
Although it is going to cut into my early bedtime.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to rely on the DVR route, I think.
Ooh, you know what? I'm hoping that, because a lot of times in Canada, if there's a 3 hour episode, City TV will start it the hour early. So I'm hoping that's what's going to happen.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, just start that off at 7 p.m. Be in bed by 10:04.
Perfect. All right, well, stay tuned for our upcoming coverage of the premiere of Labor of Love on Fox. Mm-hmm. But until then, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me all over the internet. I guested with Brian Scali over on the Dawn and Colin podcast to talk about the challenge last week. I think it was last week. God, time is just whipping by in a way that I can't comprehend. I'm on the Top Chef roundtable every week here on the Wrap Up Network. That's been so much fun. You can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. Like I said, I'm going to have a little post up tomorrow about watching Listen to Your Heart. It's probably not that much different than what I've said in this podcast, but if you click on the link anyway, that would be just majorly appreciated. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_.
And you can find me on Twitter @RHAP Recapper. Until next time.
Bye.